again, everybody. Welcome to On the Town with Suze and Doug. And today we're doing our review in our car, Suze, because there's no place to do it where we went.
Yes. So we're going to do a car review tonight for you all. And we went to Carrabba's.
Carrabba's Italian Grill, which I don't think most people know is a chain restaurant. We did the one here in Sarasota by the University Square Mall, or University Town Center Mall.
Exactly. And it's a very nice Carrabba's, not far from the UTC Mall, off of University Parkway. And I actually had the eggplant parmigiana with a side order of ziti marinara sauce. And for my appetizer, I had a Caesar salad.
I had the appetizer was a tomato basil soup, which was very good. And also for the entree, I had the chicken parmesan with the fettuccine as my side dish. So just to kind of let you all know out there, we've been to Carrabba's several times over the years. First time we've had a chance to do a review of it. We haven't been here in a while, and we wanted to just give our thoughts on the restaurant. And we've been to a couple of them here in Sarasota.
Yes.
One down on Stickney Point Road, for people aware of Sarasota, with a little bit South County. But I've always enjoyed my meal there. I mean, it's an Italian restaurant, and it's very good food.
It's very good food. It's a very friendly, family-oriented atmosphere, nice background music. The service tonight was very good. It might have been a little bit fast between your appetizer and when the entree was served.
Yeah, we've had that happen before. They bring the soup out, in your case, they bring the salad out, and we're having that and have a nice conversation, as we usually do. And about halfway through it, maybe even less, they bring the meal out, which I think they really should do a little bit better job of that, because you want to have your appetizer, finish that, and then move on to the entree.
Absolutely. You just want to be able to...
And it wasn't like they were crowded tonight, they're trying to rush you out. It just... This has happened before.
It's happened before, and I know it happens with many restaurants where, you know, because they, you know, the server is trying to be efficient. They want to serve your food when it is hot, if you're getting a hot... hot portion, but it was maybe a little too quiet.
Yeah, that would be a criticism, not a major one, but it's something that you feel a little bit rushed when they do that.
Yes.
So, you know, we put our entree aside and we finished our appetizers.
Yes.
But again, the soup, very good. I've not had the tomato basil before.
Yes,
I usually have their Italian sausage soup, lentil soup, which is very good. They didn't have it tonight. On Monday nights, I guess they don't have it.
And I wanted to just say, because I'm a big lover of tomato basil, like my dad was, and Doug's soup looked amazing.
Very good. Excellent. Even better than Panera's tomato soup, I think, which is very good.
And they have great tomato soup.
Yeah, so we'll do a review of Panera one of these days.
Yeah, so I definitely want to try the tomato basil. But my Caesar was very good with the shredded parmesan and the lettuce. And the croutons are very nice because they're not really super hard. Some restaurants, you're going, wow, they're almost like rocks.
Yeah.
These were actually crispy.
Which means they were fresh.
They were fresh.
Yeah, which is a good sign.
Yes.
And again, the chicken parmesan I had was excellent. The fettuccine, very good. You liked your eggplant parmesan?
It was very good. I actually have a little box where I took the restaurant.
And good-sized portions, too.
Good size.
Maybe even too much.
Yeah, a little too much, because with my parmesan, my eggplant parmesan, I think it was four very large size pieces of eggplant, of course, that were with a batter that were like a breadcrumb type batter on them, but very, very good, not greasy at all. And the ziti had like a chunky marinara sauce that was very good.
Yeah, and for dessert, we split the fudge cake. Right? I'm not sure. It has a full name to it.
Yes.
We forget what it was. You'll see a picture of it on the screen.
Yes.
But we've had that before, and it's excellent. And we recommend, if you're going to get dessert, it's better to split it, because it's really too much for one, and a little pricey, too.
Yeah. I think it was like maybe...
$10.
That's a lot.
Yeah. We've noticed the prices, they've gone up everywhere, obviously, but particularly in the restaurants down here. I'm sure everywhere people might be watching this has gone up a bit. Still not unreasonable.
No.
Our meal tonight was with tax about $63 before tip. Yeah. So that's not too bad.
Not too bad. And a very nice meal, very memorable. And it is a really nice atmosphere. And it's not like really noisy. So if you want to talk, you know, if you're with friends or with family and you want to have a conversation, it's a nice atmosphere.
Yeah, very nice. So again, I guess we'll give a review. I say thumbs up. What do you say, Suze?
Thumbs up.
We agree on that. The only criticism was a little bit fast between the appetizer and the main entree.
Yes.
Something they may want to look at. Yeah. Not a big deal, but something that, you know, kind of makes you feel like you got to speed up your meal a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that'll do it for this. Carrabba's,
yes.
University Parkway, Sarasota, Florida.
Yes.
For On the Town, I'm Doug, and she's
Suze. I'm Suze. Thank you so much for watching.